Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Of course, today brought to you by A-Plus Lawn and Landscape because it is a spring football podcast. This happened last week, a week ago today, and I don't know why I didn't post this until now. It's been really kind of hectic getting Jared back into the fold this week, and then a lot going on in the radio world. I'm writing a column about this too, but I kind of fell in love with Jacob Park, the football player, last week during this interview. It's about 7 minutes long of Jake getting peppered by questions from the local media. He's got that little alpha dog to him, the little Brett Favre to him. I love his answers. Again, we'll have a column about this tomorrow, but I wanted to post the raw Q&A for you guys to hear. I think you'll really enjoy it here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast.
Jacob, what's it like to be a part of that quarterback group? It just seems kind of unique.
It's fun, man. Everybody brings a different tangible to it. Zeb's a young one, you know. He gets kind of fiery at times, but you know, he'll bring you down when you get up. And Kyle's the genius, and then me, I just play.
Jacob, you didn't get a spring last year. How is it benefiting you this time around?
I mean, it'll show during the season, but it's, you know, in the spring, you install a lot slower. You know, you start to perfect things. They don't just throw the whole playbook in 3 weeks. So I think this year is going to benefit me a lot as far as making my reads faster, as mastering concepts. It'll be night and day from last season to this season.
What do you know about Big 12 football that you didn't know a year ago at this time?
Football. Big 12 football is football, man. Whether you're playing high school, Big 12, NFL, it's all the same. You can only do so many things, and you can only put so many people in so many different places and run so many route concepts. There's only so many defenses. Football is football, man. Whether it's Big 12, it don't matter. It's all the same.
Have you matured since you've gotten on campus?
Yeah, I mean, I'm... Coach Campbell kind of forces me to grow up a little bit, you know.
I like
to be a little kid. He wants me to be an adult, so you know, we butt heads sometimes about that.
Where have you butted heads about? Like, what are things he wants you to do that you weren't doing?
I mean, it's just the little things. You know, he's always preaching attention to detail, and I mean, I'll do the hard things. It's no problem with me, but it's like the little things that you're like, you know, I mean, dinner on Sunday is like, it wouldn't be that bad if I missed it. And then you miss it, and it's the end of the world. And then you're running every morning. You know, it's just the detail things, you know, it's growing up. You got to do stuff like that.
What are some other details that, you know, you
football, maybe... as far as everything in my game, I mean, from run game to where I know I'm handing the ball off for sure, but I still gotta put my eyes in the right place. My foot can't be, you know, we're down to the minute things as far as my right foot not moving anywhere, or this ball is 2 inches or 2 feet to the right, that ball should have more air on it, or just things like that. It's all the little things like that.
What's it like having
the hecticness of last year? Because you got here 4 weeks later, you're playing. I mean, it just seemed like it was one thing after another, and it took obviously a little while for you to settle in.
I mean, that's just, you know, my life has been kind of hectic, so it's normal for me. I mean, everything kind of moves kind of fast. In life, I've seen that when stuff's happening, it's over and over. Things happen over and over and over. And then when it slows down, it's like stagnant. And then all of a sudden, something will happen, and it's a snowball effect. And then it slows down. So, I mean, for me, it was just, I knew that point was coming. I knew what was about to happen, and I was ready for it. They kept everything simple for me last year, as far as reads, as far as going out there and being able to actually just play, not think much, just react and play the game. And that's when I was at my best. But this year, they're pushing me towards being the field general, as they say, knowing exactly if the receiver were in three by and the receiver's 2 yards out farther than he's supposed to be, I need to be able to move him in. That's what we're transitioning to. So,
how much of the playbook did you even know the first time you got thrown into a game?
I mean, I knew game plan. I knew everything that they was putting me. Coach Campbell would not put me on that field unless I was in there every day watching film. If I missed a day watching film, I wasn't on the field.
What's it like having Coach Hoffer in here during practice? Like in the mic and the headphones?
It's a good reminder. I think it's a really good teaching tool, especially for me, for someone that's, like even when he's not talking, I still hear him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you stand up to the line, I'm looking up and I hear him. I'm making my reads, or I need to watch the safety. Or he's just giving you the cues. He don't say a lot. He just gives you like those coaching points that you write down in the classroom. Those four or five bullets that he gives you for each play, he repeats those to you. So when you walk up to the line, whether he says it or not, you hear him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of learner I am, and it's helped me a lot.
Jacob, what's it like seeing, you know, you got receivers 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", you got Chase Allen 6'6".
Once we get chemistry and get them little detail things in, man, it'd be fun to see what people try to do to stop us.
Mm-hmm. It's a big smile on your face when you said that.
Yeah. I ain't never had receivers like this to throw to. There's a point in time where we got four receivers you could put on the field, and I don't know if there's any DB or defensive back in the country that could jump with any of them.
When did you finally start feeling comfortable last season?
Comfortable. I mean, I was pretty comfortable in every game that we played in just because of how the coaches approached it and how they taught us and didn't put too much in. I mean, I was never really uncomfortable. Probably the confidence factor. I was just a little bit more confident going into Texas Tech. Towards the end of the year when we started doing a little bit better, I mean, probably the confidence factor, that's it.
What are team goals for next year? Like, what at the end of next year, what would be a success in your opinion?
So my opinion, not the team goals.
Well, yeah, what do you think? What would you be satisfied with the team accomplishing next year?
I'm not satisfied unless we win them all. That's my mindset. And I think that's the mindset we're trying to have here. I mean, if you're a fan and you don't believe that we can win them all and you guys are going to be satisfied with us losing, then I can't wait to see how happy you are when we win them all. You know? I mean, next season is going to be really interesting.